لقطتن واني لقطتن واني لو اي ان دي ار اي دبليو لتمن ال يو تي ام اي ان سي نون 23 اوف جانوري وذ فولو اب اوف كول which is not getting better even after completing a course of 2 antibiotics. Now he's still coughing. He was not agreeing to take prednisone and his wheeze is not better. A complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. He is wheezing with little short of breath. He's coughing. Vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. No tonsils enlarged. No thyromegaly. No keratoconus. Lungs are consistent with decreased airway entry. Bronchi, especially in the bases, decreased airway entry. Patient is having wheeze. Serious system is too audible. Abdomen, soft extremities, no edema assessment. And plan number one, cough, bronchitis with wheeze. At this point, I want to do a chest X-ray on him, which was done and reviewed. I'm going to start him on prednisone and Advair inhaler 100/50. Side effects of the medications were explained, and a CT scan of the chest was ordered after reviewing the chest X-ray. The patient will follow up as needed. Next patient is George, G-E-O-R-Z-E, Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on conjunctivitis. He's feeling much better since he was referred to an eye ophthalmologist. He's been he has seen ophthalmologist. The antibiotics drops were stopped. He was started on just some normal saline. He's doing much better, and he has stopped running, rubbing his eyes. On examination, his vitals are stable. Head is normal. Cephalic eyes are much better than last time. Still injected conjunctiva with erythematous skin around the eyes. Assessment and plan number one, conjunctivitis with sinusitis. Patient will continue using amoxicillin for his sinusitis and the drops. Those were given by ophthalmologist. Next patient is Daniel Stewart, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-T-E-W-A-R-D. Seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on medications. He hasn't had his blood work done in a while. He's not having any problem at this point. He continues to see an eye ophthalmologist and taking his medications regularly, but he's unable to lose weight. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. He's obese with a weight of 286 pounds. Alert, oriented, not in distress. Vitals are stable. Slightly elevated blood pressure, 136/85. Pulse is regular, afebrile. Head is normal, cephalic. Eyes is normal. Throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no keratoconus. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi, no crackles, good airway entry. Serious as soon as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, pulse on the positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulse is palpable, warm extremities. He does have some fungal infection of the right foot, big toe, nail. The nail is thick, brittle, and tough. He does have good sensations. Assessment and plan number one, diabetes. Number two is hypertension. Number three is hyperlipidemia. Number four is obesity. Number five is onychomycosis, unable to lose weight. Complete physical blood work will be ordered. Hemoglobin A1C was done, which was 8.3, dropped from 9.1 almost a year ago. He was emphasized on the importance of low carb, high fiber, low fat, low salt diet, exercise. He doesn't want to make any changes on his medications. He will try with a good healthy diet. And an echocardiogram was ordered. Everything was explained to him in detail. All his questions were answered to satisfaction. He needs to follow up with an eye doctor on a regular basis every year. Next patient is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Blodgett, B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on complete physical examination, type in a breast and rectal examination. She is really concerned about hirsutism, obesity, unable to lose weight. She also has an IUD placement many years ago, and she's concerned about her periods as well. Her blood work was done, which did show normal FSH, LH, and estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. Complete review of system was done, past medical history medications, reviewed on examination. She's alert oriented, her weight is 229 pounds, vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, and large, no diarrhea, no carotid. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good eventing. Severe suffer is to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Both ones are positive. She's slightly uncomfortable in the lower abdominal area, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulses palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal without any rash or moles. She does have some hirsutism with facial hair. Both the breasts were examined, normal appearing skin, no nipple deformity, or no skin puckering. On palpation, all four quadrants were normal, no axillary supraclavicular lymph nodes palpable. Vaginal examination was done, external genitalia normal. Cervix was visualized, which was pointing towards the back. She does have some vaginal wall prolapse. Cultures were taken from the cervical os and vaginal adnexa. She does have some vaginal discharge, though. No bleeding, no erosions or polyps. Rectal examination was completely unremarkable. No internal, external hemorrhoids, no fissures, no bleeding. Assessment and focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable, and musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable as well. Assessment intent, number one, complete physical examination with pap and pelvic, breast and rectal examination. Number two is IUD placement many years ago. Number three is hirsutism, obesity, and unable to lose weight. Number four is hyperlipidemia and a slightly elevated protein. I'm going to do an ultrasound of pelvis to rule out pelvic polycystic ovarian disease and do serum electrophoresis and urine electrophoresis. She was emphasized on the importance of low fat, low carb, low salt diet, high fiber, exercise, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Roseanne, Roseanne Horning, Horning, seen on 23rd of January for follow up on sinus condition. Post nasal drip, her left eye seems to be red with slightly a swollen conjunctiva, especially the lower lid. It's dry, flaky, and erythematous. She has been complaining of chronic aches and pains and history of migraines. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's alert oriented, a little bit anxious, her vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. The skin at the medial canthus of the left eye is erythematous, dry, and flaky. Nasal mucosa is swollen, erythematous, throat is normal, no thalamogaly, no carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi. Serious SNS2 audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bulbs are positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan, number one, sinus congestion. Number two is blepharitis. Number three is chronic pain with arthritis and history of migraines. I'm going to do I'm going to give her Keflex erythromycin ointment, and she will continue using all her medications as usual. and she was asked to get her pain pills from her neurologist. She also has some neuropathy in the hands and feet, for which she has been using Neurontin. Everything was explained to her in detail. She needs to stay away from nicotine addiction, alcohol, and narcotics. She needs to stay on good, healthy diet, exercise, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Marsha, M-A-R-C-I-A, Bickett, B-I-C-K-E-T-T, seen on 23rd of January, with complaints of having lower abdominal pressure, dysuria, increased urinary frequency, backache, and follow-up on blood work. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She is alert, oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic lung, luckily with auscultate, no vision, no progressive assessment as to audible, abdomen soft, slight pressure in the cerebellum, in the lumbar area, and with mild severe tenderness and lower abdominal pressure. Assess extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Assessment and plan number one, follow up on blood work with slightly elevated bilirubin. This has been chronic. I would like to repeat bilirubin later on. Number two is UTI dysuria. Going to send cyproin pyridine. Number three is backache, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. So she will stay on a good, healthy diet, increase fluid, and get a USCNS. Next patient is Annrally, A-N-N-R-A-L-E-I-G-H, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on her Alzheimer's dementia. She also has questions regarding Coumadin intake, which she has been using for a long time since she had mild TIA. In the past, she's depressed, anxious, arthritis, frequent fall. And the question, according to her niece, is since she has been having frequent falls and she's on Coumadin, we need to get rid of Coumadin and start her on aspirin. Complete review of system was then past medical history, medication reviewed on examination. She's very quiet, depressed. She doesn't really communicate a lot. She does have memory problems. Vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils and large, no thyrogalli, no carotid bulb. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchitis, severe assessment is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tenderable, sense of positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. She does have limitation of movement, especially at the lower extremities, very weak, frequent falling and gait problems. Assessment and plan number one, memory loss with Alzheimer's dementia. Number two is TIAC, VA in the past. Number three is depression, anxiety. Number four is degenerative joint disease, arthritis, and frequent falling. and UTIs, frequent UTIs. I'm going to do a USCNS. The paperwork will be filled out for placement in nursing home. And I'm going to refer her to home health care to get strengthening exercises on her lower extremities and physical therapy and nursing help. Everything was explained to both the niece and the patient, especially the niece was delighted to get some help and follow up as needed. Next patient is Donna Collar, D-O-N-N-A, Collar, C-O-L-L-E-R, seen on 23rd of January, with complaints of having fever chills for almost about 2 days. Her ears has been hurting, throat. She gets body ache and headache, especially flu-like symptoms, no rash. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She has fatigue with elevated blood pressure and temperature 99, normal pulse ox, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, normal nasal mucosa, swollen, arithmetic, throat is normal, no thyromegaly, no carotid bulb, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good evening. Severe assessment is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, non-tenderable, under positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal without any rash. Assessment and plan number one, Fever itself, fatigue, number two is ears and throat pain, number three is body ache, headache, flu-like symptoms. A detailed discussion was done. I'm going to start her on Tamiflu and Amoxicillin. She needs to keep herself well hydrated, watch her diet, rest, stay at home, and follow up as needed. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. She needs to go to ER if the symptoms get worse. Next patient is Janet Trudeau, JanetTrudeau, seen on 23rd of January with complaints of having rash under both the breast and in the groin area. Otherwise, she is feeling fine on examination. Her vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic. IGS, no throat, normal, no tonsils, and large, no thyromegaly, no carotid, no lungs, at least to auscultate, no ears, no bronchitis, as soon as to audible abdomen, no these extremities, no edema. She does have erythematous rash under the both the breast and in the groin area. Assessment and plan number one, rash under both the breast and groin area. She's got candidiasis, and number two is diabetes, number three is hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral arterial disease. I'm going to start her on a statin for the diflucan. She needs a complete physical blood work along with microalbumin, and everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. She needs a nebulizer script which was given to her, and follow up as needed. She was emphasized on the importance of a good, healthy, low carb, low fat, low salt diet, exercise, and follow up as needed.